This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy Climate Specialist Rick Toman. Well into the wildfire season, the number of acres burned so far is very low, but Rick, that might surprise people in the Fairbanks area, where a few fires have drawn major responses.
Fairbanks has had more smoke and more threat from these wildfires, at least for these areas close to the flames, than other years when there's been more acreage burned, but has burned in more remote areas.
The biggest incident so far, the Munson Creek Fire at the end of Chena Hot Springs Road, is being fought in an area that has burned in the past.
Just in the last 40 years, this is the fourth significant fire that's come very close to Chena Hot Springs. 1983, there was also a Munson Creek Fire. In 2002, we had the West Fork Fire that started in May, burned very close to the Hot Springs. And of course, 2004, the Wolf Creek Fire, which burned right up to Chena Hot Springs.
That fire was one of many that occurred during Alaska's worst known wildfire season, but many times especially bad fires happen in otherwise moderate or even slow years.
For instance, the 1996 Big Lake Fire, which by many measures, the most destructive wildfire in Alaska history, at least as far as burning homes. 1996 was a very average wildfire season as a whole. So just like in hurricanes, just like in real estate, it isn't so much the total numbers that are the most important, it's where the fires are in relation to you and your concerns.
Yeah, for sure. And I hope we've already seen the worst of it for this summer. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.